Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And now it's time to play the Harris Challenge. And for that, we need you as a contestant. I just cleared off the line, so the early birds are gone.
And I just received a phone call from Tim Weiland.
He said,
to give drivers a heads up on Highway 44 around 141. They're getting ready to shut the highway down. And it won't be shut down long, but they're allowing a medical helicopter to land.
Okay,
to land there. So,
yeah, is Tim on the line?
I don't know.
Tim, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
there you go.
Which side is going to be closed down?
Westbound. It's westbound 44. It's between Bowles and Highway 141. You had a collision. A car rear-ended a tractor trailer, and right now they're letting the left lane through. But you can see they've got MoDOT workers and the police out there, and they're going to be shutting it down to let Arch or Arivac, whichever service they use, land and pick up, you know, whatever injured person and that. So it's still open the left lane now, but it will be shutting down here within the next 5 minutes.
What about eastbound?
Eastbound drivers, I don't know. They usually don't shut the other lane down.
But we'll have the rubbernecking problem.
Well, that's really not a problem. I mean, it's very light coming eastbound right now.
Good.
So you're backed up to Highway 270. But just be aware they will be shutting it down here and only for about 5 to 10 minutes.
All right. We'll check back with you in 15 or so and see if it's all taken care of.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. There's Tim Weiland in the traffic center. So if you've not played the Harris Challenge in the last 60 days, I've been informed by management, 30 days is a month, 60 days is 2 months, and we have to go with the two-month rule for some reason. No explanation, but fine. We're going with the 60-day rule now. If you haven't played in the last 2 months, call us now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. No cover charge, and there's good food there. And they play every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, no cover charge and amazing food. Go to wellhungarians.net for information and links to download from all sorts of other legal download sites. Their third album, which is called Botified, been out for a month or so now, selling nicely. Lots of people liking the music they're hearing from Johnny Holsom and the Well Hungarians. You can go to wellhungarians.net to get more information. All right, let's go right to our first contestant on the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, a chance to suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement purposes.
All right, go Blues.
Okay. Yeah, Blues made it to the playoffs last night officially. Steve, we're going to turn on the semi-random category computer, and we'll see which categories come spilling out. Led, of course, by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? You can have that one, or you can have Passing for Passover, which starts tonight, or Eastwood for Easter, which will be on Sunday. What do you want?
How about Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Here's how we play the Harris Challenge. 5 questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5-pointers, a total of 15 points you can grab, but you don't have to get them all. If you get half or more, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two.
Why is Homer angry about donuts?
That was, I don't know.
Donuts. Apparently he hasn't eaten all day.
The Old Town Donut Shop has two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also from Werenberg Theaters.
They're not angry, they whisper.
Yes, we have free movie passes. You might want to see the Kevin Costner movie, McFarlane USA, or the second best...
Marigold Hotel.
Yes, Marigold Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have a free bowling party!
Straight down the middle. You know what? Ever since we let Peon do the bowling, he's done more X's up there for a strike than ever before.
Oh, yeah. This free bowling party is available at Kingpin Lanes. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people on one lane, and a one large, one topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of those prizes, or if you get all the questions correct for what we call a clean sweep, you win this fabulous prize package.
Well, that's right, Paul. You can visit Jimmy's on the Park, and we will have a gift certificate for you from there. 706 DeMunn in Clayton. The patio is now open. You can mark your calendar and make your reservation now for Easter brunch.
Yeah.
Starts at 10 a.m. with live jazz from Jim Manley and Mark Fredericks. in the Bistro Bar.
But the gift certificate's not just for Easter brunch. You can go there for dinner anytime.
Oh,
the
yeah.
food is always great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jimmy's on the jimmyscafe.com for more information.
All right. So, Steve, you have chosen the category. Have you been paying attention? We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In which two states did governors force the legislatures to revise their Religious Freedom Restoration Acts before they'd sign them this week?
Pass.
Negotiators from the U.S. and five other world powers announced a breakthrough in nuclear talks with what nation?
Iran.
Correct. The first woman married to a beetle died this week at age 75. What was her name?
Mrs. Lennon.
What was her first name?
Pass.
For 1 point each, what schools make up this year's men's Final Four?
Duke, Wisconsin, Kentucky. Pass.
The NFL has hired Sarah Thomas as the first woman in the league working full-time in what job?
Pass.
Back to the one-pointer. The two states where the governors forced the legislatures to revise the Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Illinois and Kentucky.
Arkansas and Indiana. Cynthia Lennon was the first Beatle wife. She had to do it, and it was secret. So secret that Ringo didn't even know that John was getting married, wasn't invited to the wedding, because at the time, the Beatles were so hot with girls around the world, they didn't want him to know that John was married. So Cynthia was the secret Beatle wife. Michigan State is the other team in the Final Four this year, and Sarah Thomas will be the first full-time female official in the NFL, starting in the fall. There's been a woman on the field when they had replacement refs. Remember that season where they had, three games?
Yeah.
Then they had that debacle with the Seahawks and the Packers and the botched touchdown call, and that was the end of the replacement refs. So there was a woman who was doing it then for one game, but now Sarah Thomas will be the first one doing it full time. Hmm. Let's see how you did here. You got 2 points for Iran, 1 point each for Kentucky, Wisconsin, and Duke, and unfortunately that's only 5 points. And so, Steve, you don't win. And therefore, you must be punished. Here to do the punishing is a man who, frankly, I believe is punishing us all. Every hour in the ABC newscast at the top of the hour, there's a commercial with Pat Boone, Hello Neighbors, in which he essentially tries to scare you, or not you, but tries to scare old people into thinking that the banks are all going to collapse and you better buy gold. Well, if you can be punished by Pat every hour, certainly you can be punished by Pat now as he performs Van Halen. Panama. 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 As we've discussed so many times, when you have the chorus singing behind you, it doesn't make it better. Panama. Neither does the swing in the soundtrack.
Imagine that. Backup singers, and they go, hey, we've got a job for you. All right.
Yeah. Who am I singing with? Pat Boone. Who?
What?
Ask your grandfather. Okay. All right. Steve, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Okay.
I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Happy Easter, everybody.
Thank you. You too. Here's contestant number two. Hello, Carl.
I'm here.
Well, that's the most enthusiastic contestant of the year.
Ready to play.
I am not ready to play. What I was actually going to go ahead and tell you is when you were talking about some of the backup guys in bands before.
Yes.
Mr. Keith Carlock was the most wonderful drummer I've ever seen in Steely Dan.
Okay.
And he was here in the city, and I took my dad to it. My girlfriend was very pissed off, and therefore she is not my girlfriend anymore.
Well, okay. Thanks for sharing that, Carl.
All right.
Was that all?
You didn't want to play?
Well, let's play. Let's see something.
All right. Well, let's see what the categories are here. We have Passing for Passover, Eastwood for Easter, or Mad Men. I'm going to ask you again. Are you sure you want to play?
Let's do the Easter thing.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. This is Clint Eastwood movies.
Ooh.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did he play Secret Service agent Frank Horrigan?
I can't remember the name of the movie, but I do remember the movie quite well.
You want to pass?
He was...
Do you want to pass, Carl?
I'll pass.
Okay. In what movie did he make last year about a pop group from the East Coast?
I have no idea. I got a feeling I'm going to go ahead and be getting a bad feeling about it.
Here's their third question. Which of his movies starred Hilary Swank as a boxer?
Oh.
All right, here's your fourth question. Where did the movie Flags of Our Fathers take place?
I have no idea.
Okay, here's your fifth question. I'm just going to do this for the people listening. In what movie did he co-star with Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, and James Garner as astronauts?
Oh, that was, Jesus Christ, I can't remember the name of it, but I do know the movie. That's telling you how old.
Yeah, Carl, you know what? I'm going to ask the judges, can we give Carl points just for knowing the movie but not actually saying it out loud?
I don't
think
so.
I give him 7 points.
You give him seven points?
Kind of like there's the thing about the baby. There's
Million Dollar Baby.
Million Dollar Baby was the boxing movie.
SR-71.
All right, I'm going to talk now, Carl. Carl, I'm going to talk now. Million Dollar Baby was the Hilary Swank boxing movie. Jersey Boys was the pop group from the East Coast, of course, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. In the Line of Fire was the Secret Service movie. I'm talking now, Carl. Flags of Our Fathers took place on Iwo Jima, and Tommy Lee Jones, Donald Sutherland, James Garner, and Clint Eastwood were space cowboys. And I'm not even going to go with the Punisher music. Let's move on to our next contestant, and that will be Joe. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul.
Joe, you called on purpose to play the challenge, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Fine. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'll plug my employer. I work for Mozingo Music, and come see us. We just got some new Ibanez guitars, and no, Dan, we don't have any Rickenbacker basses still, but we do have Ampeg bass amps. So come see us at our Old Fallon store or Ellisville location.
Very cool. Nice. Joe, you may know that I've been into the Ellisville location many times. Mostly to get cellos for my daughter when she was playing that.
How about a nice wood grain Fender P bass?
No, we don't do Fender. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
How about Hohner?
Yes, we do have Hohner.
Hey.
All right. Hohner harmonica.
I would like some credit on the show for knowing that there's such a thing as a Hohner bass.
No, not a Hohner bass, no.
No, there's no Hohner bass.
Yes, there is. Paul McCartney plays one.
Paul McCartney plays a Hohner bass?
It's the only thing I know about the bass.
Wow, Dan. You don't know that?
Joe will back me up on this, won't you, Joe?
You got me, Paul. I don't know.
All right.
I'm the general manager. I don't know all the music stuff.
Already, this has gone better than my conversation with Carl. Joe, which would you like? Passing for Passover, Mad Men, or Where Was That?
How about Passing for Passover? I'll take a flyer.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. This is about quarterbacks in the NFL. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Former New York Jet Chad Pennington had the highest career completion percentage of any NFL quarterback. Which Rams quarterback is number two on the list?
It'd be Kurt Warner.
Correct. Which 49ers quarterback shares the record with Sammy Baugh for most seasons leading the league in passing?
Joe Montana.
Steve Young. Which Steelers quarterback had the highest quarterback rating for a rookie season?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Correct. Who attempted more passes in his career than anyone else? Brett Favre, Dan Marino, or John Elway?
Dan Marino.
Brett Favre. Who holds the record for the most completed passes in a season? Completed passes. Peyton Manning, Johnny Unitas, Drew Brees.
Drew Brees.
Correct answer? Drew Brees.
Wow.
Joe, you got the 1, the 3, and the 5. Those odd numbers add up to 9, and you are a winner. Congratulations.
That's good, because I didn't want to hear Pat Boone. Oh, Pat Boone probably did better than David Lee Roth did the other night. So.
What happened to David Lee Roth?
Oh, did you not hear him on Jimmy Kimmel? You guys should look that up.
Yeah, I
Lee
saw
Roth
that.
Was singing Kim Panama, and it was not good.
Yeah, he doesn't have quite the range he used to.
No, he doesn't
to
have any
that.
Pitch either.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, when you're a music store guy and you're talking about somebody not having range and pitch.
Yeah, it was obvious.
Wow.
Yeah, wasn't that good.
David Lee Roth, little pitchy there, dog.
Yeah.
What? All right. Thanks for. I didn't know that David Lee Roth was back with Van Halen.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
So when they come to the, it's now the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, he'll be. He'll be the lead singer.
I assume so.
Yeah.
I guess so. All right, Joe. Thanks for the information. I appreciate it. Hang on. Dan will tell you about your prizes.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
And here comes our fourth contestant today. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd just like to send a shout-out to my wife, Liz, and my boys, Oliver and Thomas.
Okay.
Hey, and Steve Davis just called in, our favorite Elvis impersonator.
Yes.
He said that Paul McCartney played a Hofner bass.
A Hofner bass.
Hofner, yes.
Okay. I played the typo bass.
Okay.
It looked like Hohner to me. Andy, two categories left. Mad Men or Where Was That?
Let's go with Where Was That.
60 seconds on the clock. This is the best Harris challenge ever.
Oh, man. It's going swimmingly.
Yes, it is. Let's play. Which state has imposed its first ever water restrictions because there isn't enough snow in the mountains?
California.
Correct. Senator Bob Menendez was indicted this week on corruption charges. What state does he represent?
Texas.
New Jersey. In what city were 11 former public school employees convicted on racketeering charges related to cheating on standardized tests?
Indiana.
Atlanta. President Obama was in Utah today, leaving only one state he has not traveled to. Is it South Dakota, Wyoming, or Arkansas?
Wyoming.
South Dakota. Which country, known for its butter-rich cuisine, has outlawed pro-anorexia websites and online content provoking people to excessive thinness?
Can you repeat that again?
Which country, known for its butter-rich cuisine, has outlawed pro-anorexia websites?
England.
England? No, England is known for boiling all meat to within an inch of its life. It's France that puts a lot of butter in its cuisine and has said you cannot have pro-anorexia websites anymore. So let's see how you did here. 1 point for California, Andy. Yeah, you know it too. So I am going to have to punish you once again with Pat Fearmonger Boone.
Don't you know she's coming home with me? You loser in the turn. I'll get up. Panama.
All right, fine. Maybe.
Where was that?
I know. I like that guitar lick there.
You know, if I'd known about the David Lee Roth thing, we would have downloaded that version and used it if it was that horrible. But, you know, Pat's doing a pretty good job himself today, Andy. Have a great weekend.
You too. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Have a nice holiday. And Jim is our final contestant today. Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just going to do a shout-out to my wife, Dolores, and my kids, Josh, Jessica, Tim, and Kelly.
Okay. The category is Mad Men, which is not about the TV show.
Good.
It's a movie category. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Peter Finch yell, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore"?
Network.
Correct. Who played the title character in the original Mad Max movie?
Gibson.
Mel Gibson is right. What 1963 comedy starred Spencer Tracy, Milton Berle, Jonathan Winters, Buddy Hackett, Sid Caesar, and dozens of other comedians?
Mad World.
Correct, and you got the correct number of mads. Who starred with Helen Hunt on the TV series Mad About You?
Reiser?
Yeah, Paul Reiser is his name. All right, now for the clean sweep. Which of these did not star in the 1983 movie Mad Dog and Glory? Robert De Niro, Christopher Walken, or Bill Murray?
Walken.
Christopher Walken was not in that movie. But the other two were, and so was the lovely Uma Thurman.
Mm.
So, Jim, congratulations. That's a clean sweep.
Hey.
I wouldn't have expected it.
Well, you came through, and so you're going to get the dinner at Jimmy's on the Park. Nicely done. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes for the Harris Challenge. We play the Harris Challenge every Friday at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.